The prevailing paradigm embraces the idea that efforts to conserve biodiversity will only succeed if they improve human livelihoods. But is that true? Certainly at the 1992 Earth Summit, almost every speaker argued that because the poor were most dependent on natural resources for their daily livelihoods, that conservation of those resources was the best way to fight poverty. Even in 2002, the CBD, Convention on Biological Diversity, adopted a target for, quote, a significant reduction of the current rate of biodiversity loss as a contribution to poverty alleviation. However, John Terborg argues in opposition that sustainable development is just development, just as surely as sustainable use means the exploitation of natural resources. And further, that there's nothing about sustainable development that requires the existence of biodiversity or of wild nature. He said those were separate issues to be debated and decided on other grounds. David Keimovitz from the Ford Foundation goes a step further, thinking that if we worry too much about conservation having to alleviate poverty, we will run out of time. He said some conservationists feel that time is too short to negotiate every intervention. And while they doubtless regret the hardships that local people experience, the main concern of conservationists is to save species. So he believes there needs to be a movement back to pure conservation by setting aside large privately owned parks around the world where fences go up and people are kept out. To what extent is it the responsibility of conservation biologists and practitioners to ensure that their work not only saves species and ecosystems, but ensures the human economic well-being as well? You wouldn't tell a physicist or a molecular biologist that they can't do the work that they're doing because it doesn't take human well-being into account,